Hey, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm here with Samara Shulman, president of On Point Consulting. How you doing, Samara?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty fired up. I am excited that, well, I guess we're going to take a break today, if you're okay with that, from distilling an article that we know matters to the DMV and has some tech focus as well as some policy focus. And I think I want this conversation for our listeners to be about how you and I get to work together in a different capacity when we're helping plan events, participate in events. And I say events and forums, which are meant to educate, inform, and enlighten people. Samara and I spend a lot of time collaborating. And Samara, maybe this conversation, I should say, could be some tips for those who are putting them on, that a lot of work goes into developing themes, topics, recruiting speakers, and then hoping that the message is conveyed. And I think, frankly, that it's easy to recruit people and title an abstract or a panel on AI or some tech, but you want people to walk away going, I want to learn more. And so with that, talk a little bit about when you're helping out and what you try to do to make sure that feeling is felt by those listening to your moderation and your guests. Make the experience one that people are informed and enlightened.
Yeah, my first thought is I wish I had more coffee this morning. My second thought is I'm going to age myself, but for anybody who remembers, I think the commercial was in the 80s. We won't say what the commercial was about, but the tagline was, I learned it from watching you, Dad. I learned it from watching you. Pete, I'm going to give you a huge compliment. I feel like I've learned how to do a lot of this stuff and put together these panels and create the panels and the outlines and form it all from you. I mean, you're awesome in the industry. You've been in government. You bring just a plethora of knowledge and experience, and you do such a great job of just sharing it with all of us. So first of all, kudos to you. Second of all, thank you to you. But putting together panels and being a part of the nonprofit and the sense of open collaboration and open government and trying to help create the relationships between government and industry, it's fun. It's exciting. And it's a lot of fun when you take a step back and you're like, whoa, I had the opportunity to do that. I just talked to these three people who are so instrumental in the way that government is running. And quite frankly, not a lot of people around us would know that, but they're the ones making the decisions, or they're the ones deciding the technology that's used, or how the data is looked at, or how we're going to show the public and get the data out to the public. And all of that, when you really think about what we're doing, it's exciting that we get, I mean, On Point Industry, that we get the opportunity to help move the needle. To go
Can
back
I jump
to the
in for a minute?
Please.
Let me just jump in because, first of all, thank you. But I enjoy working in this space. Also, when you get to work with a partner, and again, folks, I'm a former Fed who's kind of an industry guy now, but not really. And that's a whole other discussion. But I get to work with Samara Shulman, who runs a company, but also you feel the need to put out information. And you just hit on that relationship, the opportunity to work with those who are influencing, whether it's government purchasing or just policy. I want to ask you a question because you do so much preparation that I've been a part of it. We've done panels together, but how important is that preparation? Because when the event comes and it happens, people are walking in a room and they may have 10 or 15 minutes, but the preparation, isn't that big part of your building trust with your potential customers or just people in general?
Oh, absolutely. Taking a step back, you're trying to find the right people to put on that panel. There are a lot of SMEs out there, subject matter experts, to speak on it. And you're trying to find a diverse panel. You're trying to find just including a lot of people from different agencies, from different industries, from different backgrounds to create just great conversations around this stuff. Because this is when you really do get to, as a facilitator or moderator as well, draw out some of these opinions, thoughts, whether they're of the individual or representing the agencies. But yeah, the preparation is just, you think of questions, you work on refining those questions, you take a look a few days later, is that really what I'm trying to get out of it? Maybe I rephrase it, or I change the topic completely, or how do I categorize these questions? How do we put in the right order to create just the flow and help facilitate just a great conversation? Because at the end of the day, the questions that you're asking, you don't want them to be just the run-of-the-mill questions, because the things that are piercing your mind, you realize they're piercing other people's minds, right? Other people are wondering these things as well. So might as well ask and get the conversation started. And then it's a matter of when you're prepping with the actual panelists and everything, do you feel comfortable answering the things that are on our minds? And if not, all right, how do we change the question? To what point can we take that question? How far can you speak on it? All of that goes into preparing. Again, as the expert ad.
Oh, hey, listen, you're not missing. And I'm just going to say this because I would love to spend, we could do a workshop on this. And folks, let me just throw a little kudos back to Samara. Your genuine desire, seeing it, is similar to what I like. And that is, you got to be able to, when moderating, and you're an exceptional moderator, it's an art. It's not something you can just do. And I think anybody listening, you can go read books on it, but until you get on stage, you don't know what somebody's going to say. You don't want to be scripted, and just being in the moment. And I think that's maybe just a few comments, if you can, on how you feel on stage when you kind of have a plan, but maybe the conversation takes a turn. My advice is always, you got to be prepared to pivot on a question or asking some feedback. Is that important? Because we know folks are listening, but are they really? And how to keep that audience engaged.
You need to be prepared to pivot, and you need to be prepared day of to really listen. You've asked these questions, you've gone over the questions, your panelists have reviewed the questions, but at the end of the day, it's not scripted. So what are your panelists saying that day, and what can you go further with? What can you help them go further with? Is there a project or something that they're speaking of? Or do you take a keyword or a phrase and, oh, that's really interesting, let's come back to that, or direct it to somebody else? But yeah, I think to me, it's all about active listening and being ready to do that day of. How I'm feeling day of? Nervous. Doesn't matter how prepared I am or how many conversations we've had, I will tell it to the world, nervous. But the thing that does make me feel a lot more comfortable is that it's an excitement. Again, just to bring this full circle with how we started the conversation, it's exciting that I get to have this opportunity to talk to these experts. And where else would I ever have this opportunity? And it's just, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to also help these panelists and these experts in government and in industry, whoever's happens to be on the panel. It's fun to help them bring out the best of what they want to share as well.
Well, I can't top that on a parting shot. I'm just going to say, if you ever need a facilitating moderator who is a sponge for learning, give Samara Shulman a call. And I think that was the key.
But only if Pete's busy that day.
Well, yeah, put us together. And then I'll tell you what, nobody's going to leave the room or be looking at their phone at that when right. We're better, on stage together.
Better double the length of that panel.
That's right. Samara, look, thank you. Thank you. I just needed this break because we get to work a lot on this, and this something to talk about. Sessions are so amazing. We can wear our business hats and talk about the whole buy, sell, seek, solve. The reality is, you, like I, us liberal arts people, want folks to learn, and we learn in the process. So shout out to you. I loved the kudos, but you made me blush even though you can't see it. And I look forward to our next chat.
Sounds great, Pete. Me as well.